Well, some of you may have noticed that my last video, The Real Mark of the Beast, created quite a firestorm. And I knew well in advance before I even uploaded it that it was going to be, well, that it was not going to be very well received. But I knew it had to be sent out because there's too many people out there arguing over which physical mark of the beast there was. And this actually also ties in with the tribulation issue and everything else. But for those offended by both my Mark of the Beast video and those that were also offended by my end of tribulation messages, this is not tribulation. The time we're in is not tribulation against the believers. It's a time of wrath. And it's going to get worse till all the men of war are gone, just as in Joshua 5:6 shows it happened in the times of the Exodus. Nonetheless, under tribulation, saints are persecuted for being set apart from the evils of the world. Under wrath, saints are punished for being part of that sinful world. There's a big difference between those two. People aren't separating themselves from the world. Therefore, this is wrath. When the floodwaters came in Noah's time and wiped out everyone who thought they were okay with God, was that tribulation and being persecuted, or was it wrath? We're in a similar situation where a serious warning of repentance and reforms is being delivered, but very, very few people are listening to that message. So I'm going to read to you some of the things surrounding that video yesterday that I put up, that in the first 5 hours, I had 300 views on Brighteon, and yet BitChute, for some reason, stalled my uploading of that for almost a whole day. The next morning, I had to delete the one I was trying to upload and re-upload it, but as soon as the BitChute one went up, within a half hour, I had 5 dislikes. Now, on that note, I'd like to take you back to the video just before the Mark of the Beast video, which was called Attack of the Bots and Trolls. In parentheses, they're angry over the Constitution. Well, that video was only about 7 minutes long, but it shows how it seems like there's bots and trolls just waiting, like piranha, to put down messages that the elite doesn't want out there. Now, since BitChute doesn't have as much control as YouTube, or at least not openly, I was very surprised how they wouldn't publish that video, even though everything was perfect, as I always do, upload them. And then when the next day I did try it again, the very same thing, I just completely duplicated what I had, it went up immediately. And as more often than not it happens, my thumbnail shows up around number 35 way down the list or much lower when a group of new videos is presented by BitChute, giving very few people the opportunity to watch it. Now, I have very few subscribers to both channels, being that both channels are just a few months old. But I do have a large email base that I do send them out to as well. So for me to get 5 dislikes and 0 likes within the first half hour that video was put up on BitChute was quite interesting, especially after I had just put that video up about the bots and trolls. My dear friends, they don't want you to know that we're not supposed to be a part of the beast system. It's a very similar picture as to why they crucified the Savior himself, trying to silence that moment, when the Messiah was trying to educate people to the concept of a biblical government built on love that would have been in competition with Caesar's, at the time, one world government plans that they were trying to get in place even back then. And I mentioned that I knew I was not going to be well received, even in the opening dialogue of the description, where I wrote, although there will be many who are wrapped up in their own participating part in Caesar's oppressive covenants, which is why we are under this wrath in the first place, and may resent this video's deeper understanding of our sinful nature, There are, however, more and more people who have had enough of all the corporate-created fantasy versions of what's known as the Mark of the Beast. These latter-named more mature souls are now more responsibly ready to face the reality of the deeper nature and importance of this age-old mystery of how to realistically envision this concept of who we are marked for, and thereby how to safeguard ourselves and our loved ones once we know what this mark really represents in us. And so right off the bat, I was trying to let people know, okay, I know a lot of you are not going to like this one. And I didn't get a whole lot of comments on my BitChute channel. But then I got a particular comment that reminded me of how I can't squeeze everything into a single video. Because they're always going to complain because you didn't include this, you didn't include that. And that's their excuse to walk away from you and say, ah, your video is wrong. But one came from a fellow named Abdul, which was one of the ones that showed up immediately along with those 5 dislikes. And they all showed up within just minutes of it being uploaded. And it was a 1-hour video, okay? But he then types in, which of course it's either a bot or a troll that was ready with something to put it down. He types this: you have this doctrine weaved into a beautiful picture, yet you can't fit and justified the word for mark in the Greek into your hoax, for it simply don't fit. Okay, and at that point, of course, SIC in parentheses, that's the way it's written. Nor do you have answers for 1, the name of the beast, 2, or the number of his name, because your indoctrinational, brainwashed training didn't provide answers for that. Conclusion, satanic SDA doctrines. Well, I had to respond to that. And here's what I responded, even though I didn't notice that particular comment until some hours later. I wrote, "Dear Abdul, some will simply do as we are commanded and come out from among them to be truly separate, while many, and it sure looks like very many these days, will use every excuse and religion in the world to avoid leaving the beast's conveniences and luxuries. It is written, few there be that find it. So I knew this one would not be well received by that larger majority of people. Yet allow me to satisfy more of your implications, sir. In both the Hebrew and the Greek, the definition of the word name contains essentially 2 meanings, which are one's authority and one's character. If you follow, meaning are covenanted to and thereby in allegiance with, the name of the beast, you are following its authority and moral character. If you have a social security number, you have the number of his name or his authority that you are covenanted to. I knew I would get a lot of dislikes on this one. But so did the Savior find many detractors when he faded away from feeding, healing, and quickening people in his early ministry, to then more sternly instruct people to repent. They no longer loved him as much as when he was showering them with helps, but even at the end wanted to crucify him. His more serious message was nagging at their consciences and offending them, because they wanted to believe that they were good people just the way they were.
Just the way they were. Just the way they were.
I do not preach to please men, but I preach to please my Heavenly Father, who expects us to perfect holiness, which is set apartness from the world, in our fear of Him. We here are praying for you and any others who feel offended by this truth that we're to come out from among them. As just as the Heavenly Father, I would that none of you would perish either. And so I preach a serious message to save folks like yourself, not to become the world's best friend by watering that message down. I pray you'll rethink your positions for your own benefit before you meet with Yahweh, our great judge. When truth prevails, love is the reward. Dwayne." Well, I didn't get a response back, but I did get something from a friend who had caught that, who told me that I had not addressed the part about the Greek word in his email, and they know that I study the Greek pretty well. So then I replied a second reply to this fellow. "Oh, and ... sorry, but one of my friends here noticed for me in my being swamped lately that I missed referencing your Greek word, which means, yes, mark, stamp, or badge, etc., where I would ask if you carry a social security card or a driver's license, birth certificate, etc. They all do that very thing and act as either badges or stamped papers that show that you have Caesar's mark to participate in those aforementioned activities or privileges. That has gone over in greater detail in my older messages. Today's message was meant as a general summary with some new ways that I have found to support what many of us agree on in recent decades now, which is that, just as Greg Reese said in that clip today, known by many as the Mark of the Beast system, being his words, not mine, where he is only missing the point about when that system had actually begun in the U.S. Otherwise, he knows that the whole system is a beast system, and therefore any covenant you make with it is contrary to the covenant we are to preserve in our walks of purity for Yahweh. And that was the end of the reply. So, even though the numbers are still increasing in views, which is unusual for 2 or 3 days later, that tells me that people are at least sharing it, as though, hey, listen to this. This is something we haven't heard before. So although I'm not getting a whole lot of likes, likes and dislikes are about equal across the board of both two channels. But the numbers of the views tell me that a lot of people must be sharing it. Why? Maybe they're starting to think, and maybe they are starting to mature. Maybe people are starting to wake up. Like at the end of Isaiah 29, they that murmured shall come to learn doctrine. And that's what we're all hoping for. So although this message might sound like I'm griping, I'm not. I'm actually excited that although there's a lot of people complaining, it's like the fury before they admit defeat, if you know what I mean. Just like how evil demons in the Bible would do as much damage as they can to the person they're possessing, screaming and yelling in rebellion just before they are cast out and forced to leave that body. So I'm looking at this as a turning point. Is it possible that even though in Isaiah 29 verse 10 it says that Yahweh hath poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep and hath closed your eyes, the prophets and your rulers, the seers hath he covered, which for years we've known that makes perfect sense as to why many preachers won't tell the truth, because they simply can't. They've been shut down. They've been given the strong delusion. And during that period, the book was delivered to him that is not learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he said, I am not learned. Wherefore Yahweh saith, this people draw near me with their mouth, and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me. And their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. So he's going to do a marvelous work, and he has. He's shut people down. And I've been saying this since 2008, that Yahweh has been withdrawing his spirit from those who were not marked for him. But those who were marked for him, their time of tribulation is over. So again, this also fits the tribulation messages I gave out a few weeks back. Where the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid. And the censors have been hiding my message for years. A little further down in verse 18 it says, and in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. The meek also shall increase their joy in Yahweh, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. For the terrible one is brought to naught, and the scorner is consumed, and all that watch for iniquity are cut off. Okay, so this again, just like in verse 20, the scorner is consumed, and all that watch for iniquity are cut off. That agrees with Joshua 5:6, that all the men of war, all those people that were against Moses and Joshua and the law in the times of the Exodus, had to be consumed away before they would cross into the land across the Jordan. So then, again, the last verse, 24, they also that erred in spirit shall come to understanding, and they that murmured shall learn doctrine. We may be at that point where the Father is going to allow people to start understanding. Where you go a little further in Isaiah 30, verse 20, it says, and though Yahweh give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner any more, but thine eyes shall see thy teachers, and thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. And at that time, verse 22, we're going to defile also the covering of thy graven images of silver and the ornaments of thy molten images of gold. And thou shalt cast them away as a menstruous cloth. Thou shalt say unto it, get thee hence, where we'll have understood that our material lusts had been our downfall. Then shall Yahweh give the rain of thy seed, that thou shalt sow the ground withal, and bread of the increase of the earth, and it shall be fat and plenteous. In that day shall thy cattle feed in large pastures. it continues on, and this is one of the verses that really woke me up years ago. Verse 25, and there shall be upon every high mountain, every big government, and upon every high hill, every powerful local government, rivers and streams of waters, information in the day of the great slaughter when the towers fall. And many of you that have been following for a long time know that verse real well, because that is my indication. That also fits with Zephaniah 1:15-16 about how the Father foreknew the whole situation of 9/11. We can go on and on with more prophecy that fits everything, but I don't want to do that today. I just wanted to give you a message to let you know that I'm starting to feel as though the people who have been on the wrong side of the fence are being separated. And they are either bound and determined to stay that way, or they're starting to come out of their stupor, where the Father's going to allow some of them to have a second chance before this is over. Those that come out from among them are going to be spared. Those who join us will not be consumed away as the people were in the times of the Exodus, as Joshua 5:6 tells us. If we quit fighting the Father and his ways of purity, quit becoming men of war in defense of man's systems, and just as in the book of Exodus, how Moses said, those that are with the Lord, come over, stand with me. Preachers like myself are calling you to come out from among the evil beast system. Come away from the Constitution. Come away from all the provision systems and trust in the Father. Have faith in him that he will take care of you if you're faithful to him. The just shall live by faith. Are you just? Then live by faith. Remember, faith without works is dead. You go to Ezekiel chapter 20, which is also in parts of Isaiah as well, but Ezekiel chapter 20, and I gave them my statutes and showed them my judgments, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. Verse 13, but the house of Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness. Talking about the times of the Exodus. They walked not in my statutes, and they despised my judgments, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. Faith without works is dead. And my Sabbaths they greatly polluted. A lot of people claiming to be Christians are still following the Gregorian calendar. They're allowing the Pope to tell them when to rest, work, and worship, rather than go by the Father's days to rest, work, and worship. Then I said I would pour out my fury upon them in the wilderness to consume them. But, verse 14, I wrought for my name's sake, for his authority's sake, his character's sake, that it should not be polluted before the heathen, in whose sight I brought them out. Yet also I lifted up my hand unto them in the wilderness, that I would not bring them into the land which I had given them, flowing with milk and honey, which is the glory of all lands. But they despised my judgments and walked not in my statutes, but polluted my Sabbaths, for their heart went after their idols. Our biggest idol in America is our Constitution. Other nations, they have their political people they look at as idols. Nobody, very few people are able to learn this song. Very few. And I don't want to get into the parts of the elect in the book of Revelation, but I think many of you are already making that connection. Those of you who are waking up, putting this together, as I hope you are. Verse 18, but I said unto their children in the wilderness, walk ye not in the statutes of your fathers, neither observe their judgments, nor defile yourselves with their idols. I am Yahweh your God. Walk in my statutes and keep my judgments and do them. And hallow my Sabbaths, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that ye may know that I am Yahweh your Elohim. So if you want a real mark of the Father that's in opposition to the mark of the beast, one of them is the Father's Sabbaths. It's a sign between our Heavenly Father and us, that we may know that he is our Elohim, our authority, our God. There's a lot more around these verses you could read if you want. That'll help you to emphasize this. Again, I'm not bellyaching because I see a lot of hope in what just took place in the last couple of days with this last video. When I did the two videos that the Great Tribulation is coming to an end, I saw a lot of indications that people were starting to listen and starting to realize that yes, they want to be a part of those of us who are going to be spared the rest of the wrath that's coming on everyone else. The Bible tells us when the tribulation ends and the Father's done punishing his people, the Judeo-Christian world, Then his wrath is turned upon those who are doing this to us, and we are going to be hid in that day. Zephaniah 2:3. Seek ye Yahweh, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness, that it may be ye shall be hid in the day of Yahweh's anger. Well, there's not many of us. We're being hid. We're being protected. If you look up that word, we're being tucked away, stored up in barns, as we read in Matthew 13:30, while the Father gathers up all the heathen in bundles and casts them into the fire. My dear friends, for those of you that are on the fence, this may be your last chance to repent and try to reform along with us before all those are bundled up in their mega churches and their false religions and cast into the fire. And just as I just wrote, I would, just as the Father, that none of you would perish. I was able to change. I'm praying that all of you will do the same. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, for the amazing glory of our Heavenly Father, I would that all would reconcile to Him, just as I've done and many others, and continue to refine ourselves, perfecting holiness in the fear of Yahweh, for His glory. Blessings to you all. The love of your soul.